The Detroit Grand Prix's third year on the city's downtown street since leaving Belle Isle is now in the books. Andretti Global driver Kyle Kirkwood won the headline IndyCar race Sunday. WDET's Alex McLennan was at the temporary track and has this report.
Solid crowds came out to watch the various racing series at the Detroit Grand Prix over its three-day weekend. The competition was objectively better than the first 2 years as teams became more familiar with the bumpy downtown race course. But under the surface, a number of plot lines were bubbling, especially in regards to officiating. It all started during last month's Indy 500, when two Team Penske cars were found with illegal parts in qualifying. Old photos revealed those parts had been on the cars for at least a year before it was caught. That raised questions about conflict of interest. Team owner Roger Penske also owns the IndyCar series. After his cars were penalized at Indy, Penske fired key members of his race team's management. The Detroit Grand Prix, which Penske also promotes, marked the first full race weekend with new leadership in place. While he acknowledged that challenge, Team Penske driver Will Power entered the weekend optimistic.
You know, on my car in particular, the relationship and how long I've been with my engineer, which is since 07, it's a lot. You know, we've been together a long time.
Power says that familiarity is key when it comes to preparing a race car at the Detroit track.
So, you know, I don't think it'll be much of a problem for us.
And on this weekend, he was right. Will Power brought his Team Penske machine home in fourth place at the marquee IndyCar race and was among the top contenders all day. But Penske wasn't the only team caught with illegal parts at the Indy 500. Entries from the Andretti Global team and Prema had their finishes changed after failing post-race tech inspection. The elephant in the room is that all of these parts could have been found before cars hit the track, but were not discovered until much later. Ganassi Racing driver Scott Dixon says that kind of drama leaves competitors behind the wheel in an awkward position.
For the drivers, we kind of just, you know, drive the cars. Some of the things and a lot of the things on the car you don't even know too much about.
But Dixon says cracking down on officiating would be a good thing.
It's great to see maybe a turning of the page for enforcement on a lot of stuff. You know, I think it will set a precedent moving forward, which at least, you know, will maybe deter some situations.
While the officiating drama works itself out in the pits, another uncertainty casts a shadow on the Detroit Grand Prix. Literally. The five towers that make up the Renaissance Center stand in the middle of the event's footprint. With General Motors set to move its headquarters to the new Hudson Building down the road, nobody knows what will happen to the Rensen, or whether rumors of demolishing two or more towers would have an impact on the downtown street track. Grand Prix Chair Bud Danker says he's working with developers on the situation.
I've already got an idea in my head of a future design for the racetrack down here, if that happens, so we'll see.
A new design for the downtown race course is something that would make a number of drivers happy, including three-time IndyCar champion and current points leader Alex Palou, who won the Indy 500 the week before coming to Detroit.
Been exhausting couple of days, didn't have the chance to prepare it as we normally do, but I'm ready for Detroit.
Palou was running well during Sunday's IndyCar race until he was taken out by another driver. Palou has been somewhat critical of the downtown race course in the past, saying it needs to be longer with more corners. But what should the changes be? I show Palou a map of downtown Detroit. He grabs a pen to draw possible alterations for where he thinks the track should go.
Do you want me to try?
Yeah, go ahead. You can do whatever you want on it.
Okay. I mean, you didn't really give me an option to study.
Yeah, no, this is a pop quiz.
Okay, I would probably go here if this is a road.
Palou draws a racetrack that would see drivers turn away from the current layout and run a few blocks north of Jefferson Avenue.
So I would do something like this, and hopefully we add like 30 seconds to the racetrack.
Back when the Detroit Grand Prix was first held downtown as a Formula One race in the 1980s, the track did run in the area Palou sketched. It's an area that driver Ricky Taylor, who races for Cadillac in the IMSA sports car series, has also thought about.
I asked about like back in the day when F1 came here, the track was much longer, but they had to close a lot of local businesses.
That's something race organizers have said too. The current layout down Jefferson Avenue and around the Renaissance Center is designed to limit the impact setting up the event has on downtown. But Taylor says if changes to the Rensen open more space for the Grand Prix to use, he'd be in favor of modifying the track layout.
It'd be nice to have some faster corners, something that's above second or third gear.
Nobody knows exactly what the plan for the Renaissance Center is yet, including Detroit Grand Prix president Michael Montri. He says when it comes to the future of the most iconic building in Detroit's skyline, race organizers want whatever's best for the city.
And I have a whole lot of confidence, obviously, in our title sponsor who currently owns that building along with Dan Gilbert and Bedrock. They're going to do the right thing for the city, and whatever that means for that building, we will work with it.
Montri says he believes the Detroit Grand Prix has a future in the Motor City, regardless of what happens to the Renaissance Center. And the Detroit City Council seems to agree. Race organizers have signed a new contract with the city, keeping the event downtown through at least 2028. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.